Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the party. And today we're kickstarting our season two grand premiere.
No, because we have so much in store for you this upcoming season. It's been a great year of the potty. So glad to have you back. I thought to commemorate this occasion, we could do a rendition of our intro theme song, a cappella version. So, bum 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 bum
Bum
bum
bum
bum bum
bada,
bum
and it
bum
all
bum bum
started with the
da
podcast.
You know what I was thinking of? Like the theme song kind of goes, "It all started," or "It started with it." Wait, no. Oh, I lost my train of thought there. However, if y'all want to know the real lyrics, because y'all know that I made that song when I was like 10 or 11, the theme song that you hear every episode. The lyrics that we've made for it, well, Sarah's made. Da 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 da.
Take
Please
me
reveal
to
them,
your
Sarah.
kryptonite.
Now, when you say kryptonite, are you saying kryptonite like the Superman? Or are
No,
you saying
I am
kryptonite?
saying, bring me to your kryptonite, mamas.
Take me to your kryptonite. So every time you hear it from now on, you can think of that. I was also thinking, it all started with a light bulb.
Oh, that
Kind of
works
like
too.
fits. That kind of fits, but like Take Me to Your Kryptonite is the original OG lyrics that Sarah came up with, and we've been singing them ever since. So now you can sing with us. Regardless, anyway, we don't want to start season two off with a musical exploration of our theme song that you've heard 52 times if you listened to all 52 episodes previously. What we did want to do is we wanted to tell you that we've converted this podcast for season two into an exploration of Jesus Christ. And no, just kidding. There are some good podcasts out there if you want to go check that out, but we're not going to be doing that this season.
Maybe
We
next
have
season.
maybe next season we could get real holy. Or I was going to say, Amen.
No, because yes,
Oh my
we're in
gosh,
choir.
what a.
Yes, we know the songs.
Yes. No, we know all the songs. Like,
No, but.
anyway. We are not doing that. What we're doing today is something revolutionary, unimaginable, something you've never seen, heard, done before. It's giving JoJo Siwa. I swear to God, if we don't stop mentioning JoJo Siwa
Messaging
and every
dead.
messaging, you want to come on our podcast? Oh my God, she'd be a dream guest on my podcast, honestly.
No, for real.
Oh no, I'm trying to think. Okay, so. Season two is upon us. What that means for y'all as listeners is that we have some cool new content. We have a new website coming out with some new features, some new, merch. So, just kidding. No. I mean, merch someday would be really cool, I think, but
Someday
that
I
would
think we'll get
require,
there, honestly.
I think so. Just tell your friends about this podcast, share it, give us a rating. And maybe we'll get to that point someday where we can have merch. Not that that's what it's about in this life. We're not about the material culture or the popularity. However,
But it would be
I
nice.
just want it. It would be nice. It would be fun.
Yeah.
So that could be something in the future to look forward to this season for sure. We just have some new ideas, new guests, new fun, another fun year of greatness, quite frankly. So we're glad that you have stuck with us thus far, and we hope that you continue to enjoy these episodes. How has your week been, Sarah? I mean, I know how your week's been, so.
Insert crickets here. Are you drinking wine?
No, this is 7-Up, not
Oh,
to be confused with Sprite.
classy.
What wine looks like this?
I don't know. It kind of looked a little bit like the white wine shade when you.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm just I, it isn't a it isn't in like a stemless wine glass, if you're wondering, that's why. So, anyway, sorry.
Anyways, my week's been. I've seen better weeks. I've seen better weeks. But you know what? It could always be worse. And yeah, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, we won't get too far into that just for personal reasons.
Yeah, personal reasons. I'm already on thin ice, so kidding.
Oh
Anyways,
my.
but how's your
No.
week been, Kale? Better than mine,
Well,
I'll
you
tell
know,
you.
well, I've been sitting kind of side by side you, not side by side with
No,
you
better
at
than mine.
work, kind of experiencing the lows and the blows.
Not
I've had a
related.
kind of
Not
a
that my bad week's ever related to work, of course.
No. I just mean having been with you all week at work. And knowing that you're going through something totally not related to work has also been
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, and you know, my week has been not because of that, but my week has also been kind of just more mellow on a mellow, mm-hmm. more mellow note. Mellow, I guess, but just kind
of such an empath. So he really feels.
I do. I feel all that. No, but personally as well, my week has kind of just been a roller coaster of emotions. It's been really good. It's been really negative. It's been a whole slew of things. So I guess we won't dwell on that. This coming week is a new week.
Yeah.
This Friday is a new Friday. This season is a new season. And it is upon us, honestly. So I'm so grateful for that. So grateful.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better myself, really. Here's to brighter days, everyone.
Here's to brighter days and Jesus Christ himself.
Yes.
Okay. So I guess we won't dwell on everything too much and delay. Let's just jump. Do you have anything else to say before we jump right into things?
No, I think I am ready. So yeah. So for this week, Kale and I have decided to, I mean, we did an episode kind of like this in the past. Talking about things we just simply don't understand in society and in life and everything else. That's what we're going to be doing today.
Before we continue, okay, so what I know we've actually done an episode where we like the one with Hannah where we talked about things we genuinely don't understand. And there was also one earlier on as well. But mine are more kind of like I guess there are things in the world out there that are like instances of things that are unexplained or so. I'm not sure, maybe we took different approaches.
We definitely did,
but regardless, it's gonna be a fun mixture of things that are unexplained in the world and things that Sarah just doesn't understand. No, because I couldn't really think of anything off the top of my head regarding that. Like I've just tried to rack my brain. So maybe that's why you were like, it might be hard, Kale.
Well, that is why I was like.
No, I'm just, because I found just some things, some phenomena in the world, some weird stuff out there. So I think that's a fun blend, honestly. Yeah. We definitely did that on purpose.
No.
And if anything comes up, you know, in your head that you can think of with regard to what I'm going to be talking about or vice versa, if I have any burning thoughts and questions and things I don't understand that just come up in my brain, I'll be sure to share them with you.
Of course. Well, I guess you can go first if you'd like to.
Okay. So I will set the episode up on a note that is not like yours, but we've already discussed that. So my first tale today is one of, okay. Let me just start with a good one. Let me just see. Okay. So I'm going to be telling you about the sleeping sickness of a small town in Kazakhstan. So this is something I personally don't understand, of course. It's something that I thought of just randomly. no, not quite. So this town is called Kalachi. So that we're talking about a peculiar medical phenomenon, or well, medical, we don't really know, that affected residents of this small village and a nearby village as well called Krasnogorsk. We'll go with that. No. Between 2010 and 2015, villagers experienced unexplained episodes of excessive sleepiness, where almost everyone in the town would fall asleep, often for days at a time. These episodes were accompanied by other symptoms such as dizziness, memory loss, fatigue, and even hallucinations. So maybe not so nice. But I just, you know, sleep sounds good to me. I've been really, you know, trying to get into that work grind, getting up early, working for the summer again, and just it's been hard to get up early in the morning. I will put it that way. And I know that so many people find it hard to get up in the morning. So I'm just being, nobody cares, Kale. But so more than one-tenth, I guess it's more than one-tenth of the population this happened to, not the entire thing. So I guess I, you know, I should have read a little bit more before I made that claim earlier. That's fine. So both children and adults, some falling asleep while walking, working, or at school. And like I said, not waking up for days oftentimes. So many different investigations went on to try to figure out why this happened. Maybe people thought maybe, oh, okay, it could be environmental, you know. Maybe there were some, I don't know what you want to call them, like emanations, or that's a word that's in this article, but it's one I'd never used. Like some like residual things from uranium mines that had been abandoned kind of nearby. But tests for radiation sickness and other environmental toxins came back negative. So that left everyone going, just kidding. No, it left everyone going, what? So further research suggested that the cause might be the elevated carbon monoxide levels or other gases released from the mines. But again, these tests came back negative. So, and all the physical symptoms were so strong, so profound that it was like, is this really contributing or is this really correlated at all? But so no explanation could be deduced at all. So 5 years of this. Deduced?
Never, yeah.
Never?
I don't think so.
Like there's induced and deduced.
I've heard induced,
like,
but never.
It's like deducted and inducted. Or is inducted a word? But like deduced is like trying, like coming to a conclusion kind of thing. Grammar with Kale. No. Okay. So 5 years of this going on, or at least 5 years of over one-tenth of the population this happening to, the Kazakhstan government decided to relocate the residents of these two villages. So they literally said, hey, everyone, we don't know what the hell's going on, and we're just going to, like, come on, let's take you out of here because something's wrong with this place. So it effectively depopulated the village, and after all of the residents had left the village, everyone just, like, it dramatically declined the sleepiness. So safe to say that there was something that they missed, whether it's, and it's just another unexplained weird ass case in this world. And so that just makes me sit here.
They left and then they went back. And then when they went back, it was gone.
No, they just left. And as soon as they left,
they got better.
So, like, guys, I'm scared. I don't know what's going on. I really don't.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
Do you want to take a vacation there?
I mean,
maybe. For research. Maybe not for the other side effects, but, like, for research, of course. For the podcast research. We'll do it on our off days, don't worry. So you'll still have our episodes every Friday. We'll wake up, just hit the button, like, post. As if it was that easy. But, no. So that's my first kind of unexplained, weird happening in this world. Now, you know, let's bring it over to you for some personal drama.
So yeah, to get into my personal things that I don't understand. Sorry, I don't have an elaborate story about.
No, because we took different approaches. That's fine. What if you were like, I fall asleep for periods like up to 3 days at a time. And that was like your first one. Okay, sorry. What were you going to say?
Okay, so I'm going to be talking about how I don't understand anything about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. And I do have kind of a story about this. So when I was in, 10th grade, 11th grade, there was this exchange student at our school.
Can we name drop him?
Yeah, I'm going to. Okay. It's honestly the most, like, if you were to think of a name of someone who would be into cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, it would be this name. And if you're listening, I loved your name. But his name was Christian Kornberger. And he was, like, very, like, knowledgeable about Bitcoin. And looking back, like, we were, like, 16, like, I don't know, like, what 16-year-old is, like, that invested in Bitcoin these days? But I just remember he would be in class on the computer at school doing this Bitcoin stuff. And I asked him, what is that that you're doing? And he gave me this whole elaboration about, I don't know, Bitcoin is like a digital token or like, I don't know. Clearly, I'm here to this day to say that I still don't understand it. So I appreciate the explanation, but it made no sense. So I looked at the definition of Bitcoin on Google, and then I also went to Reddit and I looked at another definition of Bitcoin, which is like the dumbed down version of Bitcoin. So I will share both. And even after reading the Bitcoin for Dummies version, it still doesn't make any sense to me. But basically, Google says that Bitcoin is a token that represents value. So that is kind of what Christian said, something about tokens. The token is digital and your public key is used to assign it to you. What a public key is, I don't know. Ownership is transferred when transactions are made to another person's public key. You use your wallet to send or receive Bitcoin. So I just really don't understand, like, does it buy you things? Or is it just like something you have?
Right.
Or can it be?
Do you want to give me the dumbed down version? Like I can kind of chime in here as well. But
okay, yeah, I'll give you the dumbed down version, and then if you would like to try and dumb down the dumbed down, then you can go.
Okay.
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 So this is the dumbed down version. So Bitcoin is a huge Excel spreadsheet with a bazillion copies on computers all over the world. You can't change or delete any row or cell since everyone has a copy. You can't add fake data to it because everyone else will see that it doesn't match. Every time someone gives bitcoins to someone else, a new row is added to the sheet with the giver, the receiver, and the amount. Sometimes a row just says, this row was mined by XYZ, who now has 25 more bitcoins. Mining is the process in which to allow the sheet to handle more rows. Which honestly, that sounds even more confusing than the Google version.
And there, they're kind of getting at the actual nature of the transactions, because from what I understand, like there's a limited amount of Bitcoin. Like you can't just keep making Bitcoin forever. Like there's a finite amount, which is also confusing to me because they can never exceed a certain amount. However, what they're basically saying is that. So from my understanding, Bitcoin is just an online currency through the internet in which you basically have a number associated to your wallet, whatever, key, login, whatever. So when you're on it, it kind of just takes away from having the middleman, which is a bank. Which, so like saying like, okay, I'm going to put my money into this bank and then through this bank, I'm going to do these things. No, online, I'm going to, because you can convert your Canadian dollars into Bitcoin. And once you do that for whatever exchange rate, then online now you have these tokens. But the tokens are mined, I believe, once you do that from a larger pool that is the entire sum of all the bit. I don't know how it works. However, but yeah, what they're saying is that the process of it is kind of like an Excel spreadsheet where it's like if a transaction happens and like say you want to buy something online through Bitcoin, like you can... I don't know if you can publicly see it, but I think that's what they're trying to say is that it is a public, like publicly viewable thing. But if it's not, and if it's private, like this, there's still, I think it is public though, but you can just see who's like, what ID is giving this much money to this ID kind of thing, whatever. So it's all not, it's very transparent. It's very, I don't know, but I don't get the big craze.
So wait, can you buy things with it or no?
Yeah.
You can.
Like, and there's even like in Halifax, or like, have you ever seen like a Bitcoin ATM?
I don't think so. Probably, but I don't really remember.
Yeah, because I think that you can go to those, like, if you have a Bitcoin card, whatever. And so there's actually one in this, it's kind of funny, in this little corner store, this little, not run down, but, like, you know, just kind of like a family-owned, yeah, small kind of, like, almost like what I'd imagine. What do they call them in New York? Like, the, in the Bronx, they have their, there's a name for them, like, the little corner stores. A lot of times I think, like, of, like, Latino, Latina people, too. They call them... Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name.
Anyway, somebody just DM us the name, please. And maybe I'm getting it all wrong, but of what they're called. However, I think so. There was a Bitcoin ATM in that, and the one that I lived closest to, and I was like, oh, like weird, random, cool. But I think that you can actually get out Canadian dollars your Bitcoin balance. So it's just essentially another system of having no middleman to handle your money.
It's cool, but I think. I don't know. I think I'd just rather have, like, a bank.
But the cool thing about Bitcoin, I pull off a mask and I am Christian Kornberger. Yes. What I'm kind of, like, just thinking now is the cool thing about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is that it's, like, international. So, like,
yeah,
there's no... So once everyone's on the Bitcoin, whatever, it's not like you're in China. When you send to Canada, it's going to be converted to X amount, whatever. Like, there's no exchange values because it's all online and it's not handled through these banks and these greedy corporations. So, true. Honestly, let's all yeah, put all of our money into...
Maybe we should all just convert, yeah.
Yeah, we're all... Christian, we're, and guys, welcome Christian Kornberger to explain it to us. Oh my gosh, that was a good one, Sarah. I really love that. It's so funny, actually, that I got, because you were the one who suggested, we both talked about doing this, but then it's funny that I took it a completely different direction. I mean, or I guess we both did, whatever, but it's fine because I think it adds to the ever-changing funness of this podcast. Yes. Totally. Totally. So, okay, I'm just going to let you sound stupid this whole episode, and I'm just going to be like, so? No, okay. So, here is my second story. So, this one is of the Pollock twins. Have you ever heard of them?
Don't think so.
Okay. So, this is a case. So, in 1957, in the small town of Hexham, England... Should I do this in a British accent? Two young sisters. I'm not going to do that. Joanna and Jacqueline Pollock tragically died in a car accident. Joanna was 11 and Jacqueline was 6. Now, their parents, John and Florence Pollock, were happy, but just kidding. No, they were devastated by the loss. So now, a year after the tragedy, Florence, the mother, gave birth to twins, Jillian and Jennifer. And for some reason, my source here says that Jillian was spelled with a G. But I think that it could have been really cool. Like, Joanna and Jacqueline were J's. Anyway, sorry. That's not the point of this at all. But please, Florence Pollock, like, why'd you do that? No. So now these twins were born with similar physical attributes to their deceased sisters. Which kind of makes sense because, you know, biologically, two parents are going to have, like, similar-ish kids, whatever. However, Jennifer had a birthmark on her left hip that mirrored a mark that Jacqueline, one of the deceased sisters, had, and another on her forehead in the same place where Jacqueline had received a scar. So, as the twins grew older, they reportedly, now this says reportedly because it can't be confirmed, whatever, began displaying behaviors and recognizing toys and landmarks that had been significant to their deceased sisters. They recognized a park they had never visited, but it was a park that Joanna and Jacqueline had frequented. Excuse me. The twins were also reportedly afraid of cars and displayed a phobia of car engines' noises, which the parents connected to the way that their previous daughters had died. So.
That's creepy.
Creepy. Weird. You know. So this case attracted the attention of various researchers, including one Dr. Stevenson, who was actually known, because everyone was thinking, oh my God, the sisters have been reincarnated into twin sisters. So, you know, there's been research done and stuff, and for the most part, it was more of a documentation of, like, because nothing can be really proven. But, however, there have been a lot of skeptics saying that oh, like maybe the parents, either consciously or unconsciously, they reinforce these memories and behaviors that aligned with their deceased daughters. So, but it's just kind of funny, not funny, it's kind of weird that there's so many cases like this out there in the world.
Yeah, and where, also, like, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's weird because, like, I don't know how you would really, like, put a memory in someone's head and not, like, I don't know. I feel like if you remember something, you remember it from your own experience, not an something that, I don't know. Like, that just doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Are you saying the skeptical thing? Are you saying that it doesn't make sense that they would remember it?
I'm saying, yeah, I'm saying it doesn't make sense that they would create, that the twins would say that they remembered all this stuff based on their parents making them, or whatever you said, not being consciously aware. They're putting those memories in their head. Because, like, if you're talking about the park and they've never been to this park, like, I don't know. If your parents are, like, talking about it, is that really going to make you be like, oh, I remember this. I was here before. Like,
yeah, no. I mean, I think it's just more like when they get to these places, like, they're like, oh, my God, I love this. Like, I don't know. I don't really know what they would have said. Like,
that's what
oh,
I mean.
My God, I love this park. I loved kind of... I love coming here. I don't know, but like
you've never been here.
There's no, like, but there, I don't know. There's also other stories like this where I remember one I heard, I think it was on another podcast actually, and I'm probably going to butcher the details, but of this little boy who was born and he was convinced, like he, for some reason, or not convinced, but he kept on saying these weird things. And so many different details. And it turns out, like, these people had gone and they kind of fact-checked everything he was saying. And it turns out that, like, everything that he was saying, like, corresponded with down to, like, the very, like, down to, like, what the person used to eat, like, every day for lunch. So, like, so basically what? this boy was supposedly the reincarnated of this, Navy pilot or, like, captain or something who like and the boy would like say like oh my god like my favorite foods like I am and I think the boy actually was conscious and or he was like I am not myself like you're calling me this name but that's not my name
oh my god
and so he would like rattle off that's such like a
tough reincarnation like a drama. Is my biggest fear and I hope none of this is real and I'm getting scared.
It's okay for me it's I don't know I always kind of with death, I always think of like, oh my gosh, the fact that we know nothing scares me. So I guess I try to like grasp at anything I can. And so reincarnation obviously scares me. We've talked about it on the podcast before because like, especially with regard to just the current state of the world and how it's going and like global warming and stuff. Like what if we just keep reincarnating until like the world's just burning and then we're just little tiny, I don't know, organisms that can live on lava. But like, what would life look like then? However, I think that, yeah, it's creepy. It's weird. And I didn't do a very compelling job of telling this case. However, I think
I mean, you told all there is to tell.
Yeah. And I mean, well, actually, I don't know if I did. But, like, there's probably a lot more. So if you want to go look it up, the Pollock twins, feel free to. And let us know what I missed. Because there's definitely a lot more details. But that's just a general case overview so we can keep the ball rolling. But I hope you're reincarnated, Sarah. Just kidding. Sarah's like, please, God, no.
Oh, yeah. Now, my next point here. So I think I did this wrong. Not that it matters at this point, because... So just like looking at the rest of my list, I think I kind of like talked about things that I found more so interesting and less confusing. But anyways,
that's fine.
Who cares? So the next thing, it was something that I saw online, and I know we've talked about, I'm talking about this because we were just talking about like reincarnating and all this. I know we talked about all of this stuff and like external life and like, you know, all of those topics before. However, I saw an interesting, explanation online, which kind of got me thinking. So this person was saying why... He was saying how he didn't understand why everybody talks about wanting to live forever and having this like idea of an external life when most
you
of
mean
the time,
eternal life?
Yeah, eternal life. Sorry.
I was like, external life? Like, you were talking about astral projection?
Eternal life. When, my phone fell. When most of the time people are either like bored, spend most of their time doing nothing, or always like seeking something better. And I was like, okay, that's an interesting point. But I feel as though people talk about, you know, wanting to live forever when they're going through a good patch in life. And I feel like he's not really thinking that. Because half the time when I'm, you know, I'm bored a lot of the time, like, or like doing nothing, like a lot of the time. And in those times, I'm not like, oh my God, I want to live forever. Like, this is amazing. Like, this is so fun. But when I'm like, you know, on a high, like high on life, that's when I'm like, oh my God, I want to live forever. But honestly, even then, I don't know. I'm not really someone who's like, I can't wait to like live forever. So maybe in this case, I don't understand why people think they want to live forever. Because like, I'm scared of the afterlife, but like, I'm also really curious about what that entails. I really do not want to reincarnate. If the higher ups are listening right now, just leave.
But why?
Just leave me up there to like float around and like just have my spirit roam free. I don't want to be entrapped in another body, another animal, another insect, another bird, another figure. I can't.
See, to me, I'm just like, as so long as there is that, like, if I could guarantee that I will be conscious in another form, whatever that is, like, yeah, then that sounds great to me.
I want to be conscious, but I want to be able to stare down at everyone on Earth while I'm resting above. I don't want to
watch them eating ice cream.
There's got to be ice cream up there, Kale.
Not if you're floating around among the space dust.
I don't think. I think there's more. I think.
Like, do you think that we're all just stars in the night
sky? Eating ice cream? Like, you know, not everyone has it easy down here. So you could get put in someone's body that, you know, could have a lot going on.
But maybe we already have experienced them, but we don't remember them. So, like, after a lifetime. And like you said, there are good moments and there are bad moments. And some people have a lot of bad moments.
That freaks me out with the fact that I could have been someone else.
And that just speaks to your privilege. I don't want to be anybody else because being me is privileged and perfect. Sarah McCollum. No, just kidding. I get what you're saying. No, anyway. I get that. It's like, no, I totally, I feel that. It is a scary thought. I guess for me, like I said, the only reason I kind of wish it could be proven or that I'd kind of like lean into these stories and I'm like, oh my gosh, is this actually true? Is because of the fact that there's no evidence or proof or anything of the afterlife. So it's just kind of,
yeah,
it's kind of like ghosts, you know, you like to think about, oh, well, what if this thing is a plausible explanation for the afterlife? But there's got to be something. There's Kale Power.
There's got to be something.
No, because yeah, that was a really good one though. I've never really thought about the mundane boringness of life and
mm-hmm.
you know. But I'd like to live forever. No, I wouldn't. Well, I just want to live on. Like, I want to be conscious forever. I don't care what that means.
Yeah, that is the thing. Being conscious forever, whatever form. Not reincarnating, but whatever form.
I'd even be fine if after you die, like you just live through all like your, like what if our life just like replays again and again and again? That'd be so cringy, but like, but like a highlight reel just like forever and you just, yeah. Like, well, that's kind of also like scary to think that you're just like stuck in a loop. Ooh. Of your highlights. But. God, this should be a full episode sometime because y'all know I like to spiral and go into a manic state when talking about the afterlife. But in order to keep on keeping on with season 2, episode 1, we must march on. My next little fun little thing, let me see, is so the story of Derek Amato. So Derek Amato, so he suffered a severe head injury. So I don't know how old he was, but he was a man. He was a man, it says. So he's like, you know, over 21, probably in the States, whatever. So he dived into a shallow pool. He hit his head on the bottom. Now, I don't think, no, he wasn't paralyzed from it. However, just the head trauma that he got, you know, he was in the hospital. He had a concussion, headaches, and memory loss. But the weird thing about this happening, or this, what happened after, is that as he recovered, he, like, completely gained just this random, weird ability to play the piano and compose music. And he had no formal music training before.
I heard of this before.
Yeah. And so he describes seeing what he calls black and white structures or patterns that in his mind that guide him in creating music. So
I think this is a movie.
Sarah, it's probably, okay. Well, this case apparently is based off of, or this is a real life case apparently. So I think I think there also is a movie though, maybe. Is what you're saying. Are you saying this is just like a fake?
No, I'm saying synopsis? I think there's a movie based off what you're saying.
Okay. I thought you were like, okay, this is a movie. Come on, please.
Not fooling anyone around here.
And maybe it is. I don't know. Like, I didn't do all my fact checking, but it definitely is a movie too. But so apparently it's hypothesized that there was rewiring in his brain. However, it's weird because how does one go from having no musical training, musical background, to composing, playing music and stuff? Like, I don't know to the degree whether it was like he just had a really good knack for, maybe he just had like a good knack for like the beat or something, like after, I don't know. It's got to be more in depth than that. But if he can play the piano. Are you looking it up right now?
Yeah, I was. I don't think there's a movie, but there is. It's called Human Limits. It was just like an episode that was on TV, but
okay.
I don't think there's like a movie about it, but that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's just go hit our heads and see what comes out. Do you think?
Do you think maybe he just like... Do you think maybe he had secretly been learning to play piano, but he didn't tell anyone because he thought he was bad? And then after he hit his head, he was like, wait, maybe I'm a bit good. So then he played piano for people. And then the whole time he pretended that it was because he hit his head and he just had this, gave him the superpower that he could play piano. But really, he had been practicing the whole time, just didn't tell anyone.
Honestly, yeah. Or I think that he was just this great like piano player, but never did it in public. And then they were like, maybe we could get some, like, you know, some money from the news to cover the surgery, the medical expenses. I'm a prodigy overnight.
You never know, but
I like your version better. That your version's more like cool, secretive, elusive, fun, mysterious. But you never know with these things, right? And this could even just be a false report. This could be a fictional story. I don't know. But
I do see on here it is a real, like, syndrome. Savin syndrome.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's apparently very rare. But, like, so that begs the question.
It does.
Is reincarnation real? And were these people, was that Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart in his past life? I hope that was his full name, because I just probably butchered that. Wolfgang.
No, because
so good, right? Because I believe that I am too. I play the piano like nobody.
That's
like
facts.
Nobody, you know?
Nobody knows.
Oh my gosh. Like, nobody knows.
Okay. So the next thing on my list of things that I find interesting slash confusing slash, I don't know, just a list of things I compiled today are migrating animals. Now,
did you get this online?
Migrating animals?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, never mind. Sorry. I'll cut that part out. But as I said, I saw this online too. No, I was going to say, I saw this online too. And I was like, huh. But
I've never taken the time to actually think. And I looked up, okay. Cause when I think of, I'm not educated on the animal science or animals. Yes, I took animal behavior in school, but...
I took it twice, so... Hashtag educated.
No, because Kale took it twice. That's how much... That's how interested he was.
I didn't fail it the first time. I just took it a second time for shits and games,
everyone. No, because... when I think of migrating animals, I think of geese. And that's the only animal I think of. Because they travel, I don't know, Florida maybe or somewhere. I don't know where they go, but I heard once they go to Disneyland.
Okay.
So I actually Googled migrating animals. And there's an entire list of animals that migrate, which I didn't know. But there's butterflies, there's whales, there's reindeer. Reindeer actually migrate. Yes, from the North Pole, that is. And I just think it's cool. And we were talking about, this just crossed my mind, since we're talking about reincarnation, since it seems to be the overall theme of this episode, obviously. I wonder if these migrating animals are actually just people who reincarnated who used to fly airplanes, like reincarnated pilots and stuff, because it's very clever to me that an animal, specifically geese, would know how to fly all the way to, just let's just say, Florida. I don't know if they go there, but they probably do. Warmer climates from here. So that's my personal theory. Where the other animals go, the whales and stuff, I'm not sure. They probably swim. Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know how else they're getting there.
They probably fly. They probably swim. They probably buy a bus ticket, go down to Florida.
But that's a pretty good theory, if you ask me. And it makes sense.
So that does make sense. However, my thought process is these animals are not attached, like us humans, to physical things such as houses, such as belongings.
Which and neither are a lot of pilots.
Right. Right. However, have you ever stopped to think that maybe because they aren't attached to all these things that they're like, you know how we're like, oh God, I wish I could just go down south right now. It's so cold here in the winter.
Yes.
What if they actually just like, that's the reason they do it, just because they're like, screw this cold weather. We don't have anything here. Let's go.
Well, yeah, that is why.
but you're saying but you're saying it's probably not actually the case, because theoretically there could be pilots. There could be pirates and gold and...
They could be. I'm saying that's how they're navigating how to get there.
Right. Right. Reincarnated pilots navigating. Yeah. I'm following.
And I think you're also right, because they're going to their vacation home in Florida.
They're going to their resort in Disney.
I'm actually going to Google where they go.
But it depends, because they don't all just like gather for a big rave down.
No, I know. Disney but World. Like, where do they fly for the winter? Like a general.
But you know, like salmon and all the fish, and like they all also mostly migrate too, right?
Yeah, apparently everyone does in some form.
Everyone does.
Like every animal. I don't know.
Except for humans. What about penguins? Isn't that what happened in Happy Feet? They're migrating and he gets left behind or something? Or is that Nemo?
Wait. Are you serious?
Wait, no. But isn't Happy Feet, like, doesn't he get left behind? It's because really called... everyone's migrating?
I don't know, but they're finally...
Or is that Home Alone?
That's Home Alone.
Okay. He gets left home alone while...
No, because... I'm not sure. It doesn't say. They fly south.
Yeah. To get the warmer. I mean, jealous. I wish I wasn't burdened by currency and cryptocurrency in the world and all of these factors. No, because, yeah.
I guess if I reincarnate, I want to be a goose.
You want to be an aggressive, bitchy goose that just like honks at people all day long and attacks people? Because they're vicious. You knew that, right?
And?
I guess. Like, you know,
if you deserve to be attacked, well.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You know what? You're right.
Some humans deserve.
Yeah, no, because, yeah. Okay. Beautiful, beautiful exploration into migration, Sarah. So proud of you for tackling that topic. Such a heavy topic.
No, it is heavy. It's hard and heavy.
It's hard and heavy, just like the whales and their bus. You know, the buses are heavy and, you know. Okay. Next, I'm going to be talking about the devil's kettle. He likes to make tea with it. No. Located at Judge C.R. Magny State Park in Minnesota. Now, this is one of nature's most intriguing puzzles. So this geographical phenomenon features a waterfall on the Brule River, or Brule River, maybe. Let's call it the Brule River, like creme brulee. So the waterfall, excuse me, the water splits into two. So one side of the waterfall at the top, it flows down into a typical two-step waterfall and continues its journey downstream. So it just like goes into a pool below. However, the other half of this waterfall plunges into a deep hole and seems to disappear into the earth. So it's approximately 1.5 miles from Lake Superior, one of the five Great Lakes? I don't really know. Now, geologists believe that the pothole was formed by the erosive forces of water. No, really? however, what makes the Devil's Kettle unique is that the water which enters the pothole doesn't appear to resurface, at least not visibly within anywhere in the vicinity of this waterfall, this lake, this water, this body of water. So there's been speculation theories about where the water is going because everyone's like, huh, you know, everyone's just like, huh, where's the water going? So researchers and curious locals have tried dyeing the water, dropping in ping pong balls, even logs. Sounds like they've tried to dive down in there. Nobody's ever seen where the dyed water goes, or the ping pong balls have never resurfaced.
They dropped is there water in the hole?
Well, the water goes into the hole.
So why would they put a ping pong ball in it?
Because it'll just float, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It must trickle down somewhere, you'd think, no?
Well, I'm just picturing a big hole, and then you jump, and there's like a pool underneath of it.
Yeah, essentially, that's what it is. But this pool, usually, geographically, all the underground pools and cave systems and stuff are, you know, the water's got to, it comes from somewhere and it goes
somewhere, right? Okay.
Because the water is in a constant state of moving, it'll never just pool in, like, one spot, essentially.
Right.
Because of the way that because of the way that the world works and anything, everything. So, for this reason, like, when they threw a bunch of dye in the water, they were like, probably killed a bunch of wildlife, but whatever. No, because they were never able to trace, like, never able to find, probably just got diluted, honestly. But, I mean, no research. So, one prevailing theory suggests that the water could be entering the river downstream through underground channels, which, like, okay, that's, I could have told you that. I could have told you that.
Wow, groundbreaking.
The area's geology supports this theory, and as it consists of large rhyolite and basalt rocks that are prone to forming underground cavities and tunnels. So there have been studies recently that's not proven. That's the most like plausible theory right now. However, it is just really fishy that no pun intended. That nothing adds up.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's really fishy that nothing adds up.
Okay, wait. So what? The theory is that the water is running in through multiple channels.
Well, apparently, there's just underground, like, tunnels, or, like, underground channels, essentially, yeah, into the river downstream. But they can't find where, they can't find how, and they can't find... like any proof that like the water continues from there, like through dye, through ping pong balls, that the water is like actually going from one place to another.
I mean, really, they shouldn't be concerned, because as long as it's not overflowing and causing any issues, then it's probably fine.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's not, I'm sure nobody's lives are at risk. It's just like, you know, people study things such as rivers and such, and geologists. Yeah.
No, I get it for sure. I'd be.
And water ontologists.
Really interested in that.
Right, exactly. And so people are interested in things, but when things like this happen and people are like, well, what's this?
Yeah.
then they discover and explore, you know? Maybe there's a local salmon population in that place where they just can't go anywhere. So they can't migrate.
Truly. It's just sad.
They're really sad. Honestly. Sinful. God. God forbid. God forbid they migrate.
No.
That's all I have to say about this, I think. Let me see. Yeah. So even that prevailing theory does not satisfy all of the requirements to say that it is scientifically valid.
Mic drop.
Mic drop.
Okay. So I hope that gets resolved.
Hope that pressing issue gets resolved in the meantime.
Okay, so the next thing on my list that I thought was really quite beautiful, honestly, is how the brain recognizes beauty. And I just thought I should have took a picture of the person who explained this, because it was really...
Oh, so it wasn't you.
It's not me. Because it was very nice and, like, sweet. But I put it on here because I was thinking about how I don't understand how my brain recognizes things that I find beautiful compared to things that someone else would find beautiful. And the post that I saw was trying to they were suggesting that it's because of the way you were brought up and because of the things that the people around you have talked about and it have influenced you, which makes a lot of sense. But I'm like, I still don't understand how that would lead me to find somebody attractive or find, like, I don't know, you could literally relate it to something as like, I don't know, like, what's something people find beautiful, like, besides a person? Like,
sunsets.
Yeah, like a sunset. Like, some people are like, could care less about a sunset. And then you have some people who are like, oh my God, like, I need to take a picture of every single sunset I ever see and post on Snapchat so everyone knows. No shades. I've done it myself. Or even something like a flower. Like, some flowers I look at and I'm like, that's like a ugly flower. And then some flowers I look at and I'm like, wow, that's a really pretty flower. But I'm sure for some people it's reversed. And yeah, I just thought it was like something cool. And it just makes me wonder, it's really relates back to the whole idea of how there really is someone out there for everyone. And beauty really is in the eye of the beholder. And how it got there, I couldn't tell you. But it's there and it's crawling and it's licking.
No, it's out there and it's crawling and it's licking. Love it. That's an inside joke that you just heard here. We'll let you in on it.
Today, it's like that when I did a cold my vagina, and it's stuck, and it's moving, and it's licking.
But yeah, I love that. No, you really just natured versus nurtured it up in here, and I'm, you know, I love that for you.
Thank you, Kale.
Are we the sum of all of our existence and how we've been raised, or are we influenced more biologically? I believe it's a mixture, a very good,
I think,
helping
yeah.
dose of two.
Yeah, I think.
But it's still just puzzling, right? Speaking of the brain, this is not like, I'm not jumping right yet, but this is something that's not on my list, but that I saw as I was going to do this, and it is, isn't it weird how your brain, like, can perceive what objects would feel like on your tongue before you ever lick them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've seen stuff like this before.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
Like your this tongue just cool knows like me. Like if you like if I just lick this cloth that I'm like, holding
I can
right now,
feel that on my tongue. I just felt that on my own tongue when you did that.
No, like you did. And I just licked a cloth for all of you who want ASMR. Hope you heard that. Hope you heard that. And that's puzzling to me as well. Like,
yeah.
And I've also thought a lot recently about how our brain, like how you can remember, for instance, like if I think of butter chicken, I'm thinking of our last episode with Serbi and how she talked about loving butter chicken, and it's gotten me just craving butter chicken, but I'm broke right now, so I can't. And if anyone wants to buy me butter chicken, feel free. Like I can picture in my head how butter chicken tastes.
Yeah. And
why it's so good. But at the same time, I can't, right?
Yeah.
It's like I just have my memory of how good it is and the flavor profiles and how those hit me versus like the actual like flavor. But I can kind of conjure it up, which is weird that our brains can do that.
Yeah, it is.
And the it's also just complex. Weird that... No, and it's also just weird that the scientists like cannot understand the human brain yet. Like I say, screw to hell with ethics. Let's just start... exploring, let's do human tests.
No.
Kale power, supporting you. No,
that's
but
the only
I mean,
way they'll ever know.
And but, I mean, I know that they do, like, when people donate their body to research and science and stuff.
You
and
have
I know that
to
they
be
do
alive. You have to be alive to get the true.
No, because, like, let. Okay, so let's work.
If any scientists are listening, just slide in.
We're donating our free, no, not for free. We are free and available though, but we are for the right price. We will give our live bodies up to science.
Yes.
And you can study our brains. Actually, please don't. You'd probably find a lot of weird stuff in my brain, but anyway. That's the human experience. But those were just a few thoughts that I had. However, that wasn't really my big old spiel, which I won't get into a super long one here, but I do have another little, almost a tattletale, a little tale here. I think it might be, is it my last one? Let me see. Yeah, okay. This one is my last one. And it's just, it's a story of another dead daughter. Sorry. That's not funny at all. But so... Have you heard of Nina Craig Miles?
No, I have not.
So Nina Craig Miles is a young girl from a prominent family in Cleveland, not Ohio, Tennessee. So she tragically died, it says, in a buggy accident. I don't know why they had to like, oh, wait, sorry, never mind. This is 1871. So I thought it was like a punch, but I thought it was a punch buggy, but they meant like an actual horse and buggy maybe. Oh, or maybe they just called... How do you die in a horse buggy accident? Maybe like falling off a cliff or... I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm just like, do the horses not take the blow if something runs out into the road? Anyway, maybe the horse is just... I don't know. So her grandfather, in grief, constructed a beautiful white marble mausoleum as her final resting place in St. Luke's.
Name?
Her grandfather?
What's his name? In grief?
No. Her father, comma, in grief, comma.
Oh.
Like, in mourning. What's his name? In grief? What a weird name. Like, her final resting place, yes. A white marble mausoleum in St. Luke's Episcopal. How do you say that word? Episcopal. Sure. You know what I mean? Church cemetery. So, shortly after the mausoleum was erected. Sorry, I just had to say it like that. Red stains began to appear on the exterior marble, resembling drips or smears of blood. Efforts to clean the stains were unsuccessful because they would fade only to reappear stronger than before. So this occurrence has baffled those who have attempted to maintain the mausoleum, as the marble would be cleaned or even replaced, yet the stains would manifest again. Love the word, love the usage of manifest here, just manifesting. So... people are like, oh, maybe it's, you know, the natural process of iron oxide present in the marble that reacts with the water and the oxygen, creating a rust-like discoloration and blah, 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 blah. However, the more fun theory is that the ghost of Nina, and she said, you know what? I'm not riding a car. Why did I die in a buggy accident? Because we were going 15 kilometers an hour with my horse. No, I'm sure they were deadly dangerous. Well, clearly they were. So there's also apparently sightings, if you believe in ghosts, of a ghostly little girl in the... Oh, I don't know. I didn't realize she was that old or that young. Believed to be the spirit of Nina Craig Miles that's around the vicinity of the mausoleum. However, people might just be on edge as they go to... Like, just like me this week, when I saw a demon. Sorry, this is all over the place. Something that I'm really just... So I have demon face syndrome, or is that what it's called? What is it called?
Yeah, demon face syndrome.
No, I don't think it's a me thing. I just think it's a thing that's happened to me, and I'm experiencing, and I'm reveling. I'm just in it, and I'm experiencing it. The other day, was it yesterday morning?
This week's a blur. I don't know.
No, because valid. So I think it was yesterday morning. Sarah and I, what we do at work is we deal with a lot of health files. I won't get into it for confidentiality reasons. However, we often have to move files into different rooms for storage. So we brought some files over to this very small room for storage, and we were putting them away in their designated areas. And so during which time I was just putting a few on one shelf and Sarah was, so there was a shelf in between us. So essentially the whole room was just shelves on around the exterior and it almost looked like a donut or something. I don't know, not a donut, but like, this is a really weird, but like the middle of the room, there was a shelf in the middle of it. Anyway, so we were separated by that. So I could hear Sarah putting charts away on a shelf and I couldn't see her though because of the barrier in between us. And then all of a sudden, I just hear her to the right of me, like going toward the door. And at the same time, this figure, like Sarah, but not Sarah. And I've shown Sarah a picture, but if you've ever watched the short film / music video for the song Ghosts by Michael Jackson, in which he turns into the big, large creature at the end.
It's a nice compliment.
No, you don't look like that normally, but she, like, the apparition of what, like, so essentially it turned around the barrier, the other side of, like, the shelf in the middle of the room and just glared at me for a second. And then I immediately, like, snapped over to where Sarah was because I was like, wait, Sarah's over here, though. But I had just seen Sarah, but it wasn't you. Like, your face was a lot more, like, widened and just more... kind of like more creepy looking. Anyway, your eyes were just like almost bulging out of your head. Like you just were like just staring at me, like eyes wide open. And I was like, hey, what's wrong?
Yeah, it was very weird.
And I just kind of sat like, and I don't know, maybe it was just, I was tired, whatever, but like, I've never had anything happen like that to me before where I actually get like the chills and get freaked out. And for the rest of that morning, like Sarah can attest, I was actually kind of really scared.
You were scared.
Like normally I'm not even like, I'm kind of even a skeptic of ghosts and stuff. Like I believe that a lot of ghost experiences are just the mind when you get bored. However, that one I still can't kind of shake. So I don't think I'll ever think of that room the same again.
So...
And not to mention, it's right behind, actually, that room's directly behind, or almost directly behind where the morgue sits in the hospital. So...
It was either a ghost or Kale has the early stages of demon face syndrome. So everyone send him your well wishes, please. Updates to come if anything else happens.
No, because, like, as a skeptic, that's my official...
It's crazy, because like, if you search up the demon face syndrome, what you're describing and how my face looked stretched out is exactly what the syndrome says.
But I'm concerned, though, because is it a me thing? Is that a me problem?
What do you mean?
Are you saying it's just something I experience, or is this like it's all in my head and I have the syndrome?
I don't know if you have the syndrome, but I think you have the early stages for sure.
Like, is it a mental illness that I have?
Oh, you're asking if it's it's going to be an ongoing thing.
No, I just mean, is it a me thing or is that just used to describe like the experience? Because saying syndrome makes it sound like I'm like going to, like, I'm going to hallucinate for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah, see, I don't know. I don't know if it's like a one-time thing or if like, well, it's a disorder. It's like, I don't.
What? So, okay, well, hopefully it doesn't happen again because if so, I will have to demon face.
If you search it up, you can see example pictures
I don't want to.
What people have seen.
I don't want to, but you can put them in the Instagram post if you'd like. However, I'm scared. Like, your face was actually, like, so haunting to me. And then, like, the fact that you weren't there, but you had just peeked around. Like, not even peeked around. Like, you full on, like, your whole body turned around and your upper body just, like, leaned out from the shelf. And, like, it wasn't in my face, but it was enough that I just, like, I was staring at you for a second. And then, like, I snapped over to where you actually were. Creepy, 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 heebie-jeebies. Creepiness. Now, do you have one more thing on your list, Sarah? Get off of your website where you're looking at all those.
Sorry,
pop-ups.
Anyways. So my last thing that I find hard to grasp, one might say, I keep thinking whenever you put that cloth over your mouth that you're about to hurl.
No, I don't know. For some reason, I just keep putting it over my mouth, just like. It's just like a comfort. I don't know. Like a, it's just a nice soft cloth. Like
no,
I'm not
yeah,
like
for sure.
I'm not like huffing anything or like or I'm about to puke.
So just the idea that time passes slower in space and faster when gravity is less, or is it the other way around? Faster when gravity is less, right? Yeah, gravity is less down here. No.
There's more gravity than there's in space because we actually, well,
so
you
time
need something
passes,
for gravity.
Time goes by faster when the gravity is more.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever way sounds right. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But and that's scary to me too because I don't know. I have like a fear of like I will never understand why people go to space. Or would put themselves, okay, maybe it's cool, but like the fact that things are going by slow. And I also don't understand the whole thing about how people say, oh, you don't age as quickly. Wait, you age faster or slower?
Okay, I don't, what you're thinking of, I don't think is an actual, like, have you looked this up?
No, so maybe it's not even real.
No, it is real, but I think it's not real in the way that we think of it. Like when astronauts go into space, from my understanding, it's not like they're out there and then they come back like and it's been 15 years, even though it was like a month for them.
No, yeah.
Like what actually, I think what the thing is it's a theory about traveling or... No, but if you're talking about gravity, I really don't know. But there's something to do with like space and how things not in gravity travel. But I actually think, though, never mind. I don't know. I think I'm also thinking now of time travel and the theory that if you go fast enough, you can go into the future or something.
Yeah.
But I thought it was more connected to, like, the speed at which you travel in space compared to the speed at which we're traveling.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
However, but what you're talking about with gravity, but yeah, I don't think, like, people, like, I don't think astronauts go out to space and they're that. I think it's more just like physically their bodies have to readjust to like the earth, the gravity again. But anyway, I'm not to shoot you down. Did you want to like confirm, like do a little googly goo?
I mean, I can, yeah.
Not that you have to. Like, we don't have to fact check this.
Wait,
at all,
what do I? What would I even say? The first thing that comes up is space adaption syndrome. Like, okay, not everything's
a syndrome. Demon face syndrome. Just search like does Kale have demon face syndrome? Just kidding. No, just search like is Kale okay? No.
Gravity is stronger, closer to the center of the Earth. So according to Einstein, time should pass more slowly, closer to the ground. Wait.
Right. Yeah. Time passes slower in gravity.
It's just talking about all the layers of the Earth.
Okay. According to the magma core, we're supposed to be.
Yeah, that's literally what it's saying. Like,
so, see, I think it's more of a theoretical thing and a hypothesis versus, because I don't think that there's actually, like, I don't think it's that deep. Well, it's apparently deep. It's all the cores of the Earth, but.
It goes deep, I'll tell you.
It goes deep into the magma.
Yeah, this is a lot of science-y stuff. If anyone's interested, it's called the theory of general
relativity.
Wait, I think that I don't know if that's something different. Yeah, I think it is that. I think it's that. That's what I'm seeing multiple times. So
yeah, I find that that's it's such a fascinating thing to me that the properties, I also don't really understand them, kind of like black holes, and also kind of like, there's so many things actually when I was doing my research for this that were like, oh, like so many things about space out there that really confuse me. And it goes to show the amount of dedication and also confusion that like scientists who, or what are they called? Astronomers? Or is that, yeah. Endure as they try to explore and experience and get the juice on all that is space, because the juice, the research and all that, all things space, because it's so weird to me that we're just on this planet in the middle of the universe and they're like weird. I don't know.
It is weird and scary and something I never want to.
But are we though? Or are scientists just all like putting on this show where they're like, oh yeah, it's out there, don't worry. Like, well, that's, I mean,
yeah.
But they're also saying like so much is out there. But like, what if we're just a Truman Show right now kind of thing? I don't know.
That's scary.
There's a lot to. That's like, what was it? There was a moon landing the other day. I don't know if it was China. Did you see it? It was some country, I forget which, landed on the moon. And the footage of that one is even more like botched looking than the footage of the like original moon landing that was like the first moon landing that was supposedly infamously like a hoax. If you look it up.
Yeah.
Have you seen it though?
I don't think so.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
India went to, I think it was just a weird camera that they used or something, because it just looked really weird. But not to disprove science, I know people are actually on the moon or whatever, or maybe it was just a rover, I don't know. But
no, because
who knows these days with everything, right? But what I do know is that this has been a great episode exploring things with you, Sarah. It really has,
Kale.
I've really enjoyed. Oh, there we go. I'm back in the meeting. I'm really glad that we got to join. We got to join together again for this premiere of season 2. I hope that y'all enjoyed this. If you like more of this kind of content, maybe we can actually, you know, get a consensus. Because when we try to do these episodes, we try to keep like our topics more secret. But maybe we'll just lay at the groundwork. Well, actually, I think this is a fun blend of things. So maybe we'll never, cross check what we're doing ever again.
No, we shouldn't.
Yeah, we should never. We should never limit ourselves. And that's not what we're doing this season. So we're going to let it loose and we're going to enjoy the topics and light bulb moments that life has to offer. Now, okay, we're going to do a new segment this season as well called Thing of the Week, in which we just have one random thing of the week that we like, and or just anything going on. Maybe that's something that you don't like or like something. So, Thing of the Week, let's think of something. It can also be a bop of the week, but I'm just going to think of something random from this week.
Oh, I want to say mine first.
Yeah.
So, my thing of the week is actually the current book I'm reading. For anyone out there, I don't know why I said it like that, but for everyone listening, I mostly read thriller books and stuff, but I decided to switch it up because my great friend Taylor told me to read The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. And is it Hugo? Why does that sound wrong? Anyway, it's a very popular book, so I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, but it really surprised me, the plot of this book, and it was not what I was expecting. I kind of thought I wasn't going to like it at first, but it's a really good book. So if you want to read something that's, I don't know, just read it, okay? That's just like my thing. So I'm telling everyone to read it because it's really good, and it's a page-turner.
Okay. How far into it are you?
I think I'm like 150 pages in, and there's like 300 and some pages.
Okay, slay. So like a good halfway through. Love that for you. My thing of the week is going to be, I love it. I can't get over it. The sound, like, so it's, we've had warmer weather, and the sound of frogs, like what do you call them? Croaking to death. Yeah. Like,
yeah, ribbiting.
Chirping, whatever. Like, is at nighttime in the summer, or like it's starting right now, yeah. And it's something that I've heard, and it's so relaxing. It's so nice. Even though the thought of like, oh my God, that's frogs. Like, what? Ew, gross. Slimy. But I don't know. It's something about the nature sounds that like like, if I was allowed to, I would go to sleep every night with stream sounds playing, but, you know, not allowed to, apparently, because not everyone likes stream sounds like I do. However, I do what I can. But we love the sounds of nature, and just something about that, it's almost like cicadas. I don't even know if we actually have cicadas in the summertime here, because apparently they're like native to New Zealand or something, but I think we have cicadas. Oh. You know what I mean? You know what cicadas are. They make the chirping noise.
I have no idea what that is.
You know the really loud chirping noise that you think is like the heat in summer? Like when you hear the heat sizzle in summer? In summer.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, like that's, yeah. Those are actually like really large grasshoppers or something.
Oh.
Or like, anyway, there's a horror movie about them, actually. It's really interesting. I forget what it's called. Let me see. Did I say it's good? I don't remember what it was, like, horror movie.
It's really good.
No, I don't remember if it was, it's called Cicada? What? No, it's not. Definitely not. What is that movie called? Oh my God, I'm actually going to lose it. I have to, but that is my thing of the week. Movie about evil bugs. Recent Netflix. Oh, it's called The Swarm. It's a 2023 movie called The Swarm, and it's about locusts. That's what it is. Which, if you're not familiar, locusts are big grasshoppers, I think. Or maybe they're small. Go give it a watch. I don't know if I actually finished that movie, but I don't think I did. But go watch The Swarm. I think it's on Netflix.
Okay.
Tonight, do it. Don't read your book. Watch The Swarm.
Oh,
I'll watch
it
again too for a refresher after I get this episode out of the way. But those are our things of the week. We hope that you'll share a thing of the week that you've enjoyed this week. Thank you so much for being here again.
Yes.
For another season. We're so grateful to have you. And like we said, tell everyone about this podcast, because we're going to make it big this year.
Everyone you know. No, it's our year.
This is our year. And I mean, it's not like it's New Year's, but like I said last
episode. It basically is.
It essentially is. It's a renewal of our yearly extravaganza, year-long endeavor. So we're glad to have you by our side. I'm going to go take a dump. And that's that's the honest truth right now, if y'all must know. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you.
Thank you.
Good night or good morning. Bye.